Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Oh, that's the old intro. Hello, Rita Steele, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Bloody good. Bloody good. You're out in West Auckland. Is it raining out there?
It's not at the moment, no.
Okay.
So my guess is the rain is coming from the east if it's bucketing down in there.
I can't. We've got a massive bit of wood which has been erected outside the BFM studio window, so I can't actually tell what the weather's doing. But someone, aka my mother, just sent me a text saying, look, it's really bucketing down. Do you need a ride home? Which is kind of nice to know that my mum would still text me. She obviously knows that I'm riding my bike to and from the studio. But there you go.
Oh, I just saw some lightning.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
It's raining somewhere, that's for sure.
5395.
Raining cats and dogs. Do you know where that came from?
No, I have no idea. Raining cats and dogs?
Well, apparently, and again, I don't know how true it is, but apparently back in the day, the dogs and the cats would sleep on the roof because it was warm. Of like our huts or whatever. And if it rained really, really heavily, they would all slip off. And so they said it would rain and cats and dogs.
Oh, goodness me.
Sounds kind of believable.
There you go. I wanted to do some crowdsourcing here. 5395, it is, if you can tell me what the weather's doing here in the Auckland CBD, and if it is really going to be like fork lightning going west out to Avondale, let us know. Should I like send my mum a text back and say, Mum, pick me up?
You need to have a survey. Should
it's not very rock and roll to know that mum is listening, but whatever, it's kind of nice, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening in the world of the environment, Rita Steele?
Yeah, so I thought today we'd talk about synthetic fertiliser because it has been in the news a bit and is one of the core reasons that we're seeing some higher prices of food coming through the pipeline at the moment. So,
synthetic fertiliser?
What was that?
Did you say synthetic fertiliser?
Synthetic fertiliser, yeah.
Okay.
So nitrogen and nitrates in particular.
Okay.
So something that we don't really think about very often, but it is the cost of fertilisers is rising. My understanding is because of the Ukraine-Russia invasion, or the Russia-Ukraine invasion, I should say, because it is relied on, or natural gas is used in the process of making the fertilizer. But it's not the only problem that we have with synthetic fertilizer. It's a huge environmental problem, and I guess now is a really good time to kind of have a look at it and see whether it's something we want to move away from. So I'll give a really quick history or a really quick kind of context to fertilizer. So nitrogen is sort of a key nutritional element for plants. And there's actually a lot of it around. So 80% of the air we breathe is actually nitrogen. But it's unusable because it's bonded so tightly into itself in the atmosphere. So we can't really use it that way. Nitrate is actually what plants use. So that's the usable kind of version of nitrogen. And that's actually quite scarce. So for the last 10,000 years, pre-coming up with the concept of synthetic fertilizer, what people used to do is I guess it was sort of the it was what limited the growth of our food sources, and we used to do things like crop waste and manure and human waste and that sort of thing to get to that nitrate to use to fertilize the plants. And then a bunch of scientists over time sort of worked towards finding a solution, and in the turn of the century, the last one, not the 2000s, the 1900s, they really cracked it. It's a process called I've only remembered half of it, Haber, you might have to get an ag science student to Haber something or other method, which was the process of synthetically creating nitrates. So this essentially allowed us to grow a lot more food, and therefore, I guess, increase our carrying capacity as a species. So it meant that our population could grow. And we saw the population grow significantly in post the discovery of this method. So that's fantastic. The issue is, though, that it has resulted, like us humans love to do, once we've discovered how to do something, we just do it to death and we don't really monitor it. And it's actually resulted in us reaching one of the four planetary boundaries. So the four planetary boundaries are biodiversity, climate change, or the climate, deforestation, so our forests, and also this one called biogeochemical pollution, which is what we are exceeding here with our love or addiction to our synthetic fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because it relies on cheap natural gas, it also ties us to the fossil fuel industry. So it's sort of utilizes a byproduct of the fossil fuel industry. And in places like America, the ag industry has got together with the fossil fuel industry to sort of steamroll environmental regulations and push through things like fracking and that sort of thing. So it sort of ties us, it's tied in with climate change in that regard. And then also, like we talked about, that geochemical pollution, it creates ozone and ammonia, which is terrible for the environment, and also destroys waterways. It also has some major health issues, so increasingly being linked to health issues like colorectal cancer, which is pretty gnarly. And it allows us to farm areas that probably shouldn't be farmed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, most of the South Island?
Yeah, and I will use a little example of that in a second. One of the things that's quite sad about what it does is it sort of creates these dead zones. So one of them is the Gulf of Mexico, and the other, there's 400 others. And basically, just so people understand what happens, because this is basically what happens to a lot of our lakes in New Zealand, when you get like eutrophic lakes, which are those lakes that are really disgusting. Actually, I don't know that Western Springs is quite eutrophic, but it's getting that way. But if you've ever been to Horowhenua, that lake is very much so in the space. A lot of the lakes around Rotorua, they're now improving, but they were eutrophic. So what that means is when you're dumping in a whole lot of nitrate onto the soil to fertilise in New Zealand's grass for cows, and then the excess gets washed into either overland, so directly washed in, or it soaks into the soil and then goes into the groundwater and gets into these waterways. And then what that means is that in the waterways we then get a lot of growth of plants, which, initially sounds great. But what that does is that creates an imbalance. So there's a lot of plant growth and then algae growth in that waterway, which then utilises all the oxygen in that waterway and suffocates, the rest of that ecosystem, like the other, species that need the oxygen. So it's a pretty gnarly kind of thing, really. And we see it, like I say, in the lakes in New Zealand. The other area we're seeing the fallout of nitrogen pretty quickly is in Canterbury. So this area is really unsuitable for dairy.
You there, Rita?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you might have cut out there. Yes. Continue.
Oh, sorry.
Continue.
So it's allowed us to, synthetic nitrogen has really allowed us to dairy the Canterbury area or farm the Canterbury area, which isn't really ideal for dairying.
I had this thought the other day. Obviously, we're like living in a time where inflation is on the rise and the price of your essentials from the supermarket are on the rise. Is there any vegetable that has not been affected by inflation? Is there like a stable vegetable out there, which is the price has remained, relatively low on?
Well, I don't know, I don't know from a perspective of actually, I haven't gone and canvassed anything in
yes.
that space. What I would say, though, is that I imagine this is impacting everything because 50% of our food is grown using synthetic nitrogen. Mm-hmm. So even the other 50%, which doesn't rely on synthetic nitrogen, because we're unable to grow that, half of what we used to be able to grow at the efficient level, at the cheap levels we were able to grow it at, it puts pressure on the rest of the food chain. You know, the rest of, like, in terms of, you know, let's say there is a product that doesn't use nitrogen, that becomes more in demand and more feasible, because all of a sudden those nitrogen, you know, using synthetic fertilising, using products become more expensive anyway. So I think I can't see a world where, you know, I think the only place you could probably safely do it is probably local, right? Like, so, I mean, I noticed that this year our honesty boxes around me, everything sort of remained the same. Like, the old Fee Joe a kilo was has held up, you know? It's still the same price. So,
actually,
but I think every year you'll see these increases.
I went around where I was, around my home, there's people with like boxes of free Fee Joes out on the street. And I went to the supermarket and I was surprised how expensive Fee Joes were at the supermarket. I was like, $8 a kilo? You got to be bloody kidding me.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess convenience, right? Some people just don't have them in their neighborhood or. Yeah, the Fee Joe thing's a funny one because they used to, when I was a kid, you couldn't give them away. And
yeah,
now
totally.
I think because so many people have cut down their trees and concreted their land and subdivided, they've got rid of their Fee Joe trees, right?
Mm.
So, yeah. So I get, you know, I mean, the dairy in Canterbury. I mean, one of the saddest things for us is that we've relied so heavily on synthetic nitrates, and our whole, you know, a lot of our export market is based on this, and it's, you know, leading to these health problems. We've got increasing cancer rates because of it. You know, and then we've got, and this new study that's been published is saying that the waterways in Canterbury are 10%, almost 10% of them are already undrinkable, and we're on track for the groundwater to be extremely polluted. They say that they won't be able to drink the water in Canterbury. So, you know, I think, you know, now is a really good time to be looking at that and going, okay, well, you know, 50%. Of our food is made this way. Like, now,
I mean, what's the alternative if we are relying so heavily on these synthetic nitrates? What crops can we grow?
Yeah, so I guess the greatest thing we can do is that shift into regenerative farming.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some, I think in the past we've had some regenerative farmers on to talk. You know, I was reading a study about the use of human waste and on farms, and it is doable. I mean, I guess the problem is that our, you know, we have so much medicine, I guess, in our bodies, like, you know, antibiotics and contraceptives and antidepressants and stuff, that poses a problem because they go into the soil. So, you know, that limits our ability to use human waste.
Mm.
But certainly things like, you know, permaculture and regenerative farming, where they're using everything on the land, and I've, you know, you can use things like just rotational crops like hemp that you can grow in 6 weeks, and they're really good for the soil if you just let them kind of die and mulch them into the soil.
Yes.
So there's, you know, I'm not a regenerative farmer, but the regenerative farms we have are profitable in New Zealand. So I think now's a really good time for us to start thinking about that. Before it's kind of too late, really.
Nice one. All right, Rita.
Yeah, and if you want to do one more thing, if you want to do something about it, Greenpeace does have a petition at the moment to call an end to the synthetic fertilisers. We still can. We have an opportunity to cut them now before it's too late, really. So go and sign it. And, you know, if you can be bothered, write to your MP and let them know too.
Excellent. All right, Rita. Hey, thank you very much for another fantastic edition of Sustaining Alive. I guess it's just one more thing.
Sounds good. You have a great week.
One more thing to throw on the pile of things to think about and take action on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. All right.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
Bye.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.